In Concentric Circles by Teresa McCormick. I am a woman. I attended the Reimagining Conference. I am Catholic. I can indeed proclaim that I have nectar between my thighs and hot blood in my womb. I have married a man, soaked myself in his strength, celebrated his soul. Together we created four children. I loved, I labored, I cried. I gave birth in wrenching spasms to new life, to new definitions, to new interactions. Why did I attend the so-called pagan and idolatrous Reimagining Conference? To dance a heartfelt prayer of women's common pain and of women's common hope. Shouldn't we honor a collective wisdom that understands this, that understands that conditions of this present time are due to each individual inside a community, inside a global world? Is it Sophia? Is it God? Honestly, our most powerful deity must laugh at our all-consuming struggle to name the divine. I came to the conference not to theologize or redefine God. We poured out milk and honey and broke the bread, but to seek the potential of unified cries. I came to immerse myself. I came to rise above pain and create a kingdom of all people. I came not to create a feminine God or a Sophia, but to acknowledge God, Jesus, Spirit, Wisdom, and make a plea for a dying civilization, a dying world. So I danced the prayer. I sang the praise. With an African scarf high over my head, I led others to move into and through and under the prayer. It was my quest as woman sinner for an army of friends to recreate my world. 2,000 of us danced in concentric circles to the beat of many kinds of drums from the global village. I stood then in a flowing black skirt to praise the conference. I stand now to praise it. I honor the audacious past president of the World Council of Churches. I celebrate theologians and activists alike who reach into the cold, dark tomb to find life never died, who examine histories and cultures, who pour out wounded hearts and allow an image to form from pain and promise that rebirths the supreme deity, redefines, reimagines. Let go of the judgment, of the harshness, of the wrongfulness. Let go. The ecumenical decade of churches in solidarity with women must stand as a beacon to all who cradled hope for a better tomorrow.
It's just some examples of the stories from the 93 conference that you find in this book. Our Reimagining Community came into being after the conference, as you know. And we are glad, Mary Lee and I, to represent that conference. I should have said first that I'm Joe Ringenberg.
I'm Mary Lee Fithian. We're co-chairs of the community.
It's our privilege to talk to you today as representatives from that Coordinating Council of 20 and a part of the community. But we're not the only ones that do things. In addition to us, there are so many others that are involved in things, as you probably all know, as you work together in those projects. To emphasize that, in a moment I'm going to count to three, and at that time I want anyone in the room who has been taken a part in putting this conference together, whether it's a small part or a humongous part, for each of you to stand for a moment. So I'll count for you now and be ready. One, two, three, stand.
Yeah!
Besides a commercial for the book, we have a couple of other commercials to talk to you about. Nancy Chin is signing the poster, Reimagining poster is available, and Nancy Chin is signing that even after the conference. time today also. The other one is that the tapes for the conference are available outside. We'd like to spend a few moments now talking to you about the other things that Reimagining Community does.
Well, Reimagining is a membership community. After we were labeled pagan and idolatrous, people backed off, and we have no institutional support, just your support. And we do that through membership, and in your folders there is a membership brochure. If you have not already become a member of this wonderful community, please do so. And these will be taken at the table just outside the door where you registered for the conference yesterday or this morning. Membership is, the prices are listed in here, $25 for an individual. There's also a dual membership and a low-income individual membership. And if you're from one of the other countries, there's an additional charge, because one of the benefits of membership is that you receive our quarterly publication, and this your membership helps to pay for the printing and the production of that, as well as the postage. So please, we would love to have all of you be members if you already are not.
There are many ways to contribute with membership and with extra gifts. On the table also are some envelopes if you want to contribute something beyond the membership time. Those kinds of gifts help us do things like have the startup money for the songbook that you have perhaps heard about and will have be mentioned later, for packets on studies and how-tos for curriculum. There's a Bible study curriculum in the process, and those kinds of things need either partial funding or startup funds, and so those extra gifts help with doing that. Another way is actually taking part physically with doing things. We will try to, we are trying to broaden our base of participation to include people outside the Twin Cities and even outside of Minnesota. And I think in this day of all kinds of ways to communicate, that we can begin to broaden that and do other things. So as you see, I have an interest in something, talk to us and we'll see what we can work out. A very tangible way is to participate in our newsletter and to send articles, comments, news. All those kinds of things help us keep all of us in network together. So on the table is a lavender sheet, and if you would check some things there, and if we don't have what you're thinking about doing down there, just write it in and we'll see what we can do about doing that.
One very important part of our community is the Reimagining Center for Theological Exploration, and we are happy to announce that we will be holding year two of our Faith Labs. 1997 Faith Labs will be held between January and April, and there is a brochure in your packet that tells you about some of the things we have in mind and that we're looking for, but we do need your input. If you would check those that you'd be most interested in. We know we definitely will have the Introduction to Feminist Theology Part 1, and the rest are all, excuse me, all still in the planning stages. And so we would appreciate your input to this, and if you have other ideas to include that and turn these in to us as well, probably at the same table where we're doing the membership. Come next spring, we hope to have a new songbook, a Reimagining songbook, all this beautiful music that we've been doing, I'm assuming, is part of that, Donna? Yes, and Pilgrim Press is going to be publishing that. And so you will have to start watching our quarterly, another reason to be a member, so you'll hear when this happens. But we are looking for it toward the spring. And we're hoping that following that will also be a book. Pilgrim Press is interested in doing a book on ritual. So these are things, if we do well on the first two books, then they'll want to do that as well. Finally, we are in the process of editing now and hope to have out this winter a learning packet on biblical images of God written by Carol Castle. Where are you, Carol? over there from New Jersey. And this is a several session, I think six sessions, of material is chock full of resources and an excellent way to maybe start your small groups as a learning packet. And so you'll be hearing more and more about that. And finally, I want to say we've had a misunderstanding about the discount at the Cokesbury bookstore. It was our understanding that everybody who attended the conference would receive a 20% discount. Unfortunately, we had that only as a verbal agreement, but now I just have a note that says the discount in the bookstore is good for all reimagining people purchasing during the conference. The bookseller will make good on a discount for those who have purchased yesterday or today and didn't get it.
I'll talk into Joe here and we'll get some more information for you. If you paid with a charge card, you will automatically receive your discount on your bill. You do not have to see them. If you paid by check or with cash, please see Myron by the end of today, Saturday, and he thanks you for your patience, your perseverance, and your patronage.
In 1997, we are letting you use your time and energy and dollars to create a group nearer where you live, if you don't live here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and outstate Minnesota, although they're not so close to us either sometimes in things we try to do. But anyway, in 1997, that's your year to collect and gather in your area. Do let us know what you plan, and we'll share the news. It's nicer to share it beforehand and let people know what you're going to do, but if as a result of your program or whatever, something else has happened and you want to just tell us about what happened there, we'll be glad to hear that news too and share it through our newsletter or whatever. Just a word about groups. Tomorrow morning we're going to talk about gathering groups and give out some tips on that. And some of that information will be available later on. We feel that reimagining is not exactly an umbrella, but we need to have this ecumenical interrelatedness. But sometimes there are times when denominational things need to be done. If we're going to affect the church in a positive way, it's the Presbyterians within the Presbyterian Church that need to do that. Lutherans within the ELCA that need to do that. We can't go and make the changes that are there. Our role is let us share ideas to encourage and support and inform each other. And so we see that we can coexist and want to coexist with those kinds of groups and give whatever support we can. As far as 1998, we have been asking for about a year and a half for dates here in the convention center. And yes, Thursday afternoon late, I heard that they had a date for us. It was Easter weekend. No kidding. So we said, no, thank you. We will start over again at least by Monday afternoon and see what we can work out. In the words of the song we've been singing, we will not abandon. And you will be among the first to know what we can finally work out. So we will see you all in 1998, and we wish you well, and we're willing to give whatever help we can to what you want to do in 1997.
For those of you on the World Wide Web, we also do have a web page, and we would also be very happy to hear from you what kinds of things you would like to see on that besides the announcements of events and resources. At this point, we do have a wonderful, I'll give you that address in just a minute. We do have a wonderful poem by Lynn Park, and a month or so ago we had one by Nancy Fitzgerald, and we're going to be adding things that we can't fit into the newsletter we may possibly put onto the webpage just to give you a little taste of the kinds of things that you can read about in our publication. It's Oh, it's in there. Okay, I guess I don't have to. It's in your packets? Okay, it's in your packets and on the Faith Lab. And there is a place there so that you can respond back to us off the web as well. So please do that. I won't bother you with it then. I'll probably get it wrong anyways.
We have one more minute or two here. I just like, in view of the fact that we'd like to have input from all of you, and seated around the room in various places are other members of the Coordinating Council. I'd just like to have them stand for a moment, and so you can see who they are and share your concerns right now, and you'll have to write a letter. Would you all please stand wherever you are? All across the room. Thank you all for coming.
A few announcements. I guess we can't do this without a few other announcements. We invite you to go and see the apple trees, the four apple trees that are around. They invite you to take an apple, to write the name of someone down. Okay. To write the name of someone who you know has an active, embodies an act of institutional subversion. So we invite you to do that. Also, I've had some requests for to single out the artists among us today. Merle Janice is here. Was here. Merle is here. Susan Spencer. Luella Green. Luella's collection, this is only part of it. And we also want to point out the waterfall over in this corner. Don Callier was the artist that put that together for us, and we want you to take a moment just to enjoy, to go and listen. Thank you.